Good morning, the exotics vet, Chrissy speaking.
Yeah, g'day Chrissy. I'm just wondering, do you guys handle budgerigars?
We do, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What are your prices for consultation?
Our general health check's 170. And if we haven't seen you before, we usually allow about 40 minutes for the consult, sort of 30 to 40 minutes to do a full health check, chat about husbandry, nutrition, all that sort of stuff. Then we also do like a fecal check, so you make sure there's no parasites or anything like that as well.
Okay, because yeah. I've got a budgie. He's sitting on the floor of the cage. He's got a bit of labour breathing and he's all puffed up. I'm just wondering, is there much that you can do for that? I mean... He's 7 years old, but...
Yeah, honestly, depends what's sort of what we find during the examination. It could be sort of a number of different things causing it. If it, is sort of that bad, sort of, how long has he been like that for?
Probably yesterday afternoon.
Okay. Because it does sound pretty bad if he's sort of, sitting on the bottom of the cage, not fluffed up and everything like that. They do go downhill pretty quickly.
Right.
Because we'd want to see him sort of sooner rather than later is the only thing. And we are fully booked up today. Whereabouts do you live?
We're at D'Aguila.
Oh, okay, so you're quite a bit away. I'm just thinking, because I could probably do sort of like, if you wanted an appointment, I could do maybe like a 120 to get him in to see him, see what's going on.
Okay.
But, yeah, otherwise we are fully booked up. I know there's an exotics vet at Budrum. That's getting closer to you guys.
Not really.
What
do you have available tomorrow? And I'll just see how he goes. What can you guys do for a budgie? You know, I guess my main concern is I come and have him looked at and then he kicks the bucket, you know.
Yeah, so I guess it all sort of depends what they find. Like, it could be sort of an infection somewhere. Is it a male or is it a female?
He's a male, yeah.
Male, yeah. Because, with females, they can get egg-bound, that sort of thing. It sort of depends how bad they are. If they sort of require hospitalisation and fluid therapy and, feeding, that sort of thing, if they're really critical. And then sort of antibiotics, pain relief, honestly all depends. If we check, if they're really critical, sometimes we check what the crop contents is just to see if there's maybe a crop infection or there could be sort of like a gut infection going on that we might be able to see in their feces or parasites, things like that. So it could be sort of, a number of different things going on.
Okay.
These guys do tend to get like just sort of, general like crop and gut infections.
Right, okay.
So it could be something like that he might need antibiotics and pain relief for.
All right, so what do you have available tomorrow?
Thursday, I've got a 9 o'clock or a 9:40 or an 11:30 or in the afternoon. I've sort of got anything between 2 and 4:20.
Okay, no worries. Look, I reckon around about 9:40 would probably be the go, but let me give my wife a call first and I'll call you back and
I'll
discuss with her what she wants to do.
Yeah, that's all good. I'll just hold it for you,
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'll give you a call back. Thank you very much
for
that.
That's all good. No worries.
Good on you. Bye.
Bye.